going to wrap up KER Politics. You know, we're going to kind of summarize some of the really unbelievable events that have gone on in the last 2, 3, 4 weeks in America. Things that should not be going on in this country. We're going to talk about the total lack of confidence of the Chicago voters in their former mayor, Laura Lightfoot. I find it to be incredibly amazing that she did not really make it back into office. Jimmy, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't think it was that crazy because, you know, people saw what was happening. They actually were beginning to feel it directly on the streets of Chicago, the violence, the, you know, these, remember the, you know, massive attacks on stores
in, sure.
on the Million Dollar Mile. You know, you had hundreds of people come in and shoplift and just, you know, empty these stores out. You had shootings daily, lots on weekends. You're having, you know, 10, 15, 20 people killed, children killed all over the place because of a lack of safety, lack of security, and of course the policies that were put in place by Lori Lightfoot that were supposed to be, and of course Kim Fox, the prosecutor in Chicago, that were supposed to be lax and provide justice reform. And of course people started feeling that and of course businesses were leaving as well. So that to me was pretty clear that she shouldn't have won, but she didn't even make, you know, the runoff election. So it'll be interesting because a moderate Democrat, former policeman, is running, and a very extreme progressive are the two leaders there. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in Chicago. One would kind of slow the damage. The other one would actually light it on fire, in my view.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, the other event that's occurred that I think is really crazy, and I hate to keep bringing up John Foster Dulles, but, you know, Attorney General John Foster Dulles is going to go down in history as being a good guy, an efficient guy, et cetera, et cetera. Let's talk about Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is looking at the conservatives in terms of the hearings are making him look like an absolute fool, Jimmy.
Well, I think Merrick Garland has come out. I mean, the other day, it was absolutely disturbing to hear him say that 5 cops died on January 6, 2020. That was an out lie by the Attorney General of the United States.
Yeah.
It perpetuated the propaganda, the Democratic propaganda of an insurrection. What you saw was a very out of hand and irresponsible protest that went way too far on the Capitol in many respects, but it also showed the frustration with a very large segment of the population. I mean, literally, you know, hundreds of thousands of people showed up on that day for protest because they did not trust the system. And silencing those people, doubling down and trying to turn it into an insurrection, I think was a calculation by Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party in order to undermine the Trump administration. It was very much a calculated effort. But they individual civil liberties and rights and actually using more law enforcement actions to undermine conservatives and conservative values specifically by using that justification. And that was absolutely, in my view, unacceptable to have an attorney general say something like that or to lie in front of the American public, as well as what he's done to individuals to arrest, you know, people outside of abortion clinics for protecting their son. And so many issues right now. It's just over and over again. I can't believe it.
Well, how about the, you got the abortion clinics on the one hand. On the other hand, you've got the pro-life clinics. Even the pro-life clinics are getting to be had to experience violence outside their doors.
Oh, they're having way more. There's a tremendously large number of attacks on these pregnancy support organizations as well as churches. And there's been very little effort by the Department of Justice to go against them. And of course, they did incredible overreach with Mr. Hout in the and you know protecting his son and some of these other some of these other arrests that were high profile in order to intimidate people. And when you see the Department of Justice selectively enforcing law in order to intimidate people, you combine that with the government's efforts to censor individuals, you have a system that people will not trust. And the more there is discussion, and you know, they would like, many people listening would love to silence my discussion at this point right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
when you silence
that, when you silence that, say that again, Al. I'm sorry.
I'm not so sure.
Well, I believe there are definitely people that would be afraid to hear this and would be angry at it and would love to silence our program because it goes against their narrative.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, I don't like listening to some people. I cannot stand listening to Keith Olbermann and you know, when Michael Moore. I just I listen to them and it's really difficult to accept them. But I will listen to them because I want to know what they're thinking. I don't want to shut them off. I certainly don't want to silence them. And unfortunately, I think we've gone too far with this effort to justify every censorship effort by calling it hate speech when it's not hate speech. It's just against what someone else thinks.
Well, I think it is developing into real serious hate speech in the sense that every conversation that I've been involved in, and admittedly, you know, I'm involved in the subject through our show, Jimmy, but every conversation that I get involved in, all of dinner last night, for example, a retired artist and I were having dinner last night, and all she wanted to talk about is, what do you think about the political situation right now? What do you think about Trump? I think Trump is mentally ill, it was her point. So, I mean, that's all people want to talk about, Jimmy.
Well, again, you're gonna shape people's ideas and vision based on the information that's provided, right?
Yeah.
If you're only looking at the Seattle Times or local news or network news, that's all you'll ever know because everything else is censored. Not everything else is, but you have to dig kind of deep to find other information. And from my perspective, that's absolutely what's wrong in America right now, and that's what's creating the hate. And it was an actually orchestrated effort by, I believe, you know, starting back with the Clintons and how they managed information.
Yeah.
And it has evolved because technology has evolved and the tech companies that gain a tremendous amount of resources by partnering with the government and have objectives to expand their markets want a government that will respond to their needs. They don't want a government that responds to the people's needs. That is contradictory to Mark Zuckerberg's ability to expand his role. And they basically want, I will call it tech slaves. You know, they want tech slaves. And they want us all just to you know, to buy what they say and keep buying off Amazon. And
You know, I would make one prediction, and that is, I think the next major election in 24, I think quite frankly that it's going to make or break this country. My personal opinion, and I've stated this on the record, on the blog, my personal opinion is I think you're going to have a fair amount of violence surrounding this particular election, particularly if Donald Trump is is a candidate.
Well, I think that's exactly what happened in 2020. You saw a tremendous amount of violence because Donald Trump was there and the Democrats orchestrated Antifa and George Floyd and the media support.
Yeah, and they'll find, I mean, there'll be another George. Go ahead.
But I will say this, Al, I want to say it, that there is hope. There are things, you know, Manchin is actually not allowing nominees from the Biden administration that are on the extreme. You're seeing some people that are stepping up and actually, you know, in beginning to look back at faith and all the moral decrepit issues that we're seeing out there with this gender ideology, transgender pushing issues, that's beginning to affect middle America. They're saying, I don't want this with my children.
Yeah.
And that's where we're seeing pushback. It's going to be a long struggle, but we're seeing it. And I'm optimistic that there's enough people in America that still want things to be good, that have a moral background, that they're willing to fight for this nation.
Well, I felt that way for a long time. I just hope I can get that feeling back. It kind of gets old when anytime I sit down with a group of people at this place and all I have to do, all I have that they'll allow me to do is to defend our radio show.
Don't talk to me about politics.
I try not to, Jimmy. Jimmy, we got to go. It's 10 minutes. We'll be back next week, you guys.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.